Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time now for some Cowboys Twitter top tweets going viral about America's team. Let's jump over here to Christian Parker. Cowboys defensive coordinator had a press session today before their minicamp practice, went on for about 15 minutes or so. And one of the more interesting cuts early on was they were talking about their defensive communicators and how they choose who does that here, CP.
I think that, you know, communication on the field and in life in general is just different. You know, there's more extreme circumstances in the pre-snap in terms of what you need to communicate. So those guys embrace it. You know, there's certain people who are giving communication. There's certain people who are receiving it by position, not necessarily by their personality. We don't really care about that. Like, if you're in a position of communication and you're commanding and you're responsible for the checks and things we have to do, that's what you have to do. So whether you say 1,000 words out of these walls or two, it doesn't matter. When we're on that grass, it's a premium.
So not necessarily looking for leaders or talkers, just guys that can get the message across. And yeah, that's consistent with how Christian Parker does it. He's very, I would say, succinct and blunt and very clear in his communication style. And, you know, if that leads to efficiency and better communication, I think that's one of the real positions that one of the real categories that you could improve upon significantly here for these Cowboys in 2026 compared to last year. Now, we got Clayton Adams talking as well about using multiple tight end looks. Quote, everything has a time and place. Obviously, when you have two elite receivers taking one of those guys off the field, you might get a greeting card from the defense afterwards. Thanks for taking Pickens or Lamb off the field, or I guess even Flannoy. I don't know, but what we do know is that the Cowboys are great in 11, the league's most efficient team in 11 personnel, one running back, one tight end. When they go to 12, 13, 21, they're lacking. So, I mean, what do you guys think? Can you have a great offense that you feel like could be resilient in the month of January with having one formation that you're awesome in? There's a lot of defenses around the league that are basically troubleshooting 11 as their standard move here with a lot of chess piece secondary type players.
Yeah, because you're kind of switching now to a lot of, you know, your nickel defense, right? That's kind of become a lot of teams' base. And that is to counteract what was the start of the 11 personnel trend, which McVay was able to run out of that as well. He kind of highlighted and got that kicked off back in 2018. Now he has gone ahead and done the, you know, zigging and zagging where he's making 13 personnel the new thing. And now this is the offseason where everybody wants to copycat that. I don't think you've got to have great tight ends to run it. You've just got to be able to have, I think, one guy. You got to be able to fit the parts of it, right? So, like, you need your one guy that can be or your receiving threat out of it, but everybody just has to be able to know the basic fundamentals to do the job. I think the Cowboys could do it. I just don't think their strength right now with those three wide receivers, like, you don't need, just because the rest of the league is doing it, I think you need to have it in your back pocket and be able to go to it at times. I think in the red zone, like, there's certain areas of the field that can work really well. But gosh, you'd think, what are they going to be their most effective at? It is probably still going to be that 11 personnel where you've got Pickens, Lamb, Flannoy, Williams all on the field together at the same time.
And I think for the regular season, that's great, but I think you need to become more physical. And as the defenses are getting smaller and faster, the answer is in physicality. And, you know, you can't do everything in one off season. This was an off season about building on defense. But, you know, the defense isn't dominant. You know, I think I would have looked at this offense and said, we're kind of one dimensional. Brian, what do you think? Is this offense one dimensional? Is it too finesse?
I think I think initially they ran the ball where you wouldn't think they were finesse. And then things kind of, I think they at times become finesse when they get in the red zone. Mm-hmm. That's my biggest
issue.
Which
goes to what Clayton Adams said, right?
Yeah, we talked about that in the opening segment.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry I missed that. If you look at the problems and how sometimes they try and formation people down in the red zone, I'm like going, oh, man, just try and you know, load this thing up and see if you could just push some people around a little bit. But when people start to take away – they took away Pickens, I think that's when all of a sudden it's, you're like, man, are we really just that kind of one-dimensional? It became, oh, listen, we're just going to try and run slant. I mean, they were working on that today. running slants, you know, and that just seems to be kind of their answers in a lot of way. Oh, we need a play. Let's throw a slant here. Yeah, I think they've got some things that they clearly need to get better on. But I would say just how they approach the red zone would be a big concern for me.
Yeah, like so Nate Tice, Football 301. We had him on to the Super Bowl. He's on the Mina Kimes podcast, and he's going viral today, picking the Cowboys to have the number one offense in the NFL.
Okay,
and his thought was the continuity factor. And, you know, guys getting better in year two with Clayton Adams and Brian Schottenheimer. And I'd love to have Nate on the show if we could to just push back a little bit, because I think they're physical in their middle three of their offensive line and with their running back, Javonte Williams. Outside of that, the tackle play. And I would love to believe it with the, I believe, sincerity and conviction that Nate Tice said that. And, you know, he's a guy that studies as much as anybody. But then Clayton Adams on the red zone stuff, he had a great moment in his press session today, talking about self-inflicted wounds, negative plays, whether that's turnovers or like losing a down on first and goal or losing a yard from first and goal from the one. He specifically talked about how that's a killer for your chances of scoring touchdowns. But he did acknowledge, Brian, that they changed their identity from being run play action in certain down and distances, and then they get into the red zone. They want to be this drop back team throwing it to Pickens and Lamb too much.
Yeah, I think that is a big issue. By the way, England adding another goal here now, 4-2. Listen, there's a lot of things that I think that they can't. I'm going to be fascinated. And let me ask you guys this question, if I could. And Bobby Belt brought this up this morning, and he was talking about he felt like that if Flannoy, when Pickens' day is done, when you know if they don't re-sign him, you know, after this season. That Flannoy is going to be that second wide.
Wait, you said Bobby brought that up?
Bobby brought that up.
That's weird.
Why's that?
I've only said it for a few months now on our show and on the stack.
Are you defensive about it?
Yeah,
a little bit.
Seems like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you should.
That's not a Bobby idea.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Well, I'm just saying, on our very show, right next to you.
He just brought it up. Well, I'm on with you with a stack every day.
Yeah,
I just okay. My apologies then to you.
And it's not a Bobby.
Bobby
thing.
Brought it up this morning.
It does seem more credible when Bobby says it, though.
That's fair.
It's just
he's
Bobby the Cowboys
insider.
I'm just saying this morning, Bobby brought it up. That's all I'm saying. All right, but Bobby brought it up in a way of saying that they that Flannoy is going to be the number two. Have you said that?
Yeah.
He said it with his mouth one time.
Flannoy's going to be the number two when Pickens leaves?
Yes. I've said this is the season where Ryan Flannoy steps up to where if they need to move on from George Pickens, he can slide in and be your wide receiver too. Check out my TikTok page right now. I've got a video that was up a week ago on it.
That's cool. Good job.
What's your
Bobby
handle?
Bobby said
at
this
Zach
morning.
Rachel.
Sounds like Bobby's jacking your content.
Maybe they like to pretend that I do.
I was listening to Bobby this morning. And Bobby said it.
Bobby knows ball.
So, all right, we'll check your eye. You believe that. How about you, Chief? What about you? Do you think he's going to be the receiver?
Yeah, I do think he's very capable of doing that, and they're probably going to, you know, they're not going to want to throw a bunch of money at that particular position.
Sure.
So I think financially and with what you saw him do last year, I'm expecting another step to be taken for him.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. And then we just ran through earlier I didn't realize his attributes physically. Pretty big, super explosive, you know, can jump and all those different things. His RAS score coming out of college was outstanding. So, yes, and I think they've really started to trust him as the season went on last year, dialing up plays for him in particular.
Yeah, two big 100-yard games. I would ask you this, Brian. How important is it that you have a real X? Because Flannoy is a Z. Pickens is an X.
I think
Lamb's more of a Z.
You haven't said anything about this, have you? The X or the Z's?
No.
Do you have an opinion on that?
I think Flannoy can play inside and out.
I don't think he can play inside.
You don't think so?
No, not at all. I think he's more of an X than he is a Z.
Flannoy is?
I think so. I think with his ability, with his body type, with his ability. We were watching him today at practice, and he was catching. They were down there in the red zone, and he was the inside routes that he was able to run. From the outside, though, I think that you put him on the line of scrimmage, his ability to escape, and I think his ability – Todd Archer and I were talking about this today. He catches every ball in his hands, every one of his – you don't see the ball get to his body. So, to me, I see him more of being a guy that play. You put him on the line, let him win, let him go inside, let him win up the field. I could see that more than playing him as a slot or playing him as a Z.
Been a lot of good sixth-round picks for these Cowboys in my time covering them over the last 15 years.
A lot of bad second-round picks.
If that happens for Flannoy, he might take the cake.
Yeah.
You know, seems like he might have 1,000-yard potential in him. And I was just wondering if you thought Pickens-Flannoy was the better combination or if Lamb-Flannoy would be your – if you had to pick the combination of two, including Ryan.
I would pick if you said to me, I don't want to take Pickens out of this thing at all. But I think once he goes, like Zach was talking about, once Pickens goes,
Bobby. Well, what if Lamb has another season getting hurt and dropping the ball? You know, I just want to be open minded to that. Yeah. What if Pickens checks off all the boxes? I think he's a more dangerous player.
I personally felt like there were times where Pickens was a much better player than Lamb last year, myself. But I don't. If you're going to get in a situation where you're going to eat that salary cap money on that contract.
And you can't. I don't think the Joneses would ever trade
I think
an ADA,
the Joneses told you what they think about. I think they told you what they think about Pickens.
It's fun discussion, okay? And there's plenty more Cowboys content to go around as we head into hour number 4 of 5 tonight in the G-Bag Nation full show. England leads 4-2 with 6 minutes of stoppage time here between now and the final whistle. Where are we going next? We're going to John Machota of The Athletic talking Cowboys with you here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.